And welcome to season 9, episode 43 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch, once again, very blessed to be here with the Chief and the Goon. It is now the 34th day of our standoff with sanity and the government shutdown. And we'll probably be talking a lot about that because it's on everybody's mind. But first and foremost, gentlemen, welcome to our group therapy session. Chief, how are things down in Texas?
I'm getting a new roof.
Oh, where? The whole roof or just a part of it?
The entire roof.
Wow. That's going to be pricey. I've seen your house.
Yep.
No arguments.
None whatsoever.
Oh, so, my apologies, man. I just went through that.
The fun thing is, so I ask a lot of questions. And I was asking to see the wood that was underneath the shingles, because these are composite shingles. These particular composite shingles are 50-year rated shingles.
Nice.
And I was like, this house is not 50 years old.
Really?
What does it matter? And then he said, the people that did this wrong. And I said, shocker. And then
there's a Chief shocked face.
Then he showed what was under the composite. And he was like, this is all rotted. This is why you have the leaks. And the more he showed, the worse it got. Hmm. So, I mean, while it's a travesty, it is thankfully finally being taken care of. So
outstanding. Because there's nothing like that lovely drip, drip, drip in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goon, how are you, man? Is your roof okay?
I just went through 2 years ago what Chief's going through now. Almost the same story, Chief. All of my plywood was rotten, and that was when it was $110 a sheet, and I had to have 80 sheets replaced.
Ooh. Mine was last year, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's a lot more.
I know your house quite a bit bigger.
Yes.
It is $50 for 5 square feet. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah. Now, is that where your leak was coming from?
The roof? Or what do you mean?
Yeah. You had the leak in the bathroom. That wasn't coming from the roof and going all that way down, was it?
It was not. The leak in the bathroom had been sealed by the special sealant that I got.
Duct tape.
From Rust-Oleum.
Excellent. And that was a pipe, yes?
So there were two leaks, unfortunately.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Yes. So the pipe was one because it was glued without any primer, and it apparently wiggled loose after years of use.
Damn.
And then the second one was because when the tiles fell, there was a crack in the tub lining.
Mm.
And then I bought this, and it is a tub and tile refinishing kit. So it looks brand new, and I only, as a man does, briefly read the instructions. Where
structures? What are those?
It said, make
the things the lesser men need.
Exactly.
So I dumped the two together and swirled it with a paintbrush and then painted over it and looked to see how long it would take to dry. I said, my work here is done.
Well, I will include the tub and tile refinishing kit link in the show notes because I'm sure a lot of our folks are very interested.
Maybe doing it on their own. You didn't offer to put my ignition lock replacement for the Honda. Of course, nobody owns a Honda Odyssey that old except for me and maybe Deadpool.
Yeah. And then we saw what happened to his.
It's still good.
Just a little wear and tear.
Just a tad, smidgen, wee bit.
You know, they're out in the desert. Who needs windows?
Overrated.
Exactly.
Well, the wind is a problem in the desert.
Yeah, but I bet his ignition key works.
The wind is a problem in the desert. Boy, that sounds like I should be giving a countersign like, it only snows in the forest.
It's when the monkeys return to the fields.
John has a long mustache.
Well, there we go. Touché. Spy works. Here we are.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a great movie.
Yeah. So, yes. Here we are. Some of us are working. Some of us pretend to be working. Some of us are not working at all.
I'm not sure what I am.
I've been back at work for 4 days.
And it's really nice.
Five today. But I'm not in my office. It's a little weird.
It's a lot.
Right. I mean, I'm doing work. They've said, okay, you're essential. You need to come in, but we're not going to let you in the office where you have access to all the systems that you need to do your essential work.
So you're essentially isolated.
Yeah. Yeah. The prime contractor opened up an old skiff that looks like it was covered with dust. I mean, three of us are in a room made for five with chairs piled in the corners. There are no phones whatsoever that work.
Let me ask you this. Is there an area where, separated by great distance, there are two keyholes?
Did you see John Connor lives etched in the depths?
I've not found that area so far. There is free coffee, so.
Well, okay. How do I get there?
Yeah, and snacks.
How do I get there?
It's just down the street from you, brother.
I know. You're so close. We need to have lunch.
You're in building 322. I'm in building 135.
Well, thanks for giving that up.
Well, you'd have to figure out where and what road.
Yeah, we have smart listeners.
I'm building 123, followed by 456.
Ah, well, I mean, the nice thing is, look, it's going to be a bumpy road, but I'm like your call center in Mumbai. I'm helping people, but I'm having to do it from memory. One of the problems we had today, I have the developer kind of describing things to me, and she can't send me a picture because it's on the other network, and there's just no way to get it from one to the other.
Pigeons.
So she's telling me what's wrong, and I'm like, do this, this, and this. And she's like, how do you know that? And I go, well, I don't, but you've built, I built a picture of what's wrong in my mind, and I think this will work. And she called back, and she goes, it worked. And I was thinking, of course it did.
If you pull your shoulder, patting yourself on the back, I will have no sympathy for you.
My shoulder feels pretty good today.
Did you patch yourself on the back?
I can do it right now, though. That actually works.
Okay.
Well, one side works pretty well. The other side is not. The range of motion is actually getting better, which is good. But yeah, I came home and did a little work on one of the cars for the Deadpool van, and then went inside and did some work for the church. Some work for all of us for this very show.
This one here.
And then I did my physical therapy session with the AI.
With the AI. Has the AI told you that as part of your physical therapy, you need to get up and like try and take over the world?
Not yet, but I mean, okay, it's something to do.
I doubt the AI is going to go that route.
No.
No, because the AI isn't going to help you take over the world. The AI is
no. We use him as a stalking horse, as cannon fodder.
No, I mean, you will be the avatar of the AI.
Right. Ooh. She likes me,
so she'll like insert probes in him.
That's not how this works, sir.
Wait a minute. You keep your probes to yourself, there, Crutch.
the beginning of Approved.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little awkward, you know. I'm kind of squirming around in the bunker here. And I'm the only one here.
You're the one having a relationship with AI, I'm just saying.
It's just Showcat and I.
Don't let the AI into Showcat. That would be horrible.
Showcat seems to ignore the AI completely. And I noticed that she does appear in the camera image occasionally, but the software just seems to ignore her.
So if Showcat starts speaking to the AI and the AI meows back and they start talking and the
AI run.
After a couple seconds of talking, Showcat just turns and looks at you and gives you that, you know, like Darth Grievous look where the eyes bury into the back of your head.
And at that point, it's too late.
Yes.
So then the door will automatically shut.
While the goon sleeps, extract one claw across his throat.
Oh my God.
Nobody would feed her. She wouldn't let. Well, no, Hurricane would still feed her, so probably be all right.
You know, we probably just came up with something for Love, Death, Robots that they hadn't thought of.
There you go.
I can just see my wife going, "Dad, kitty, you shouldn't have done that. Here's some food."
Yes, whatever you want, AI Showcat.
Yeah, well, I don't think they would convict her. So, what do you do?
Wait, the Hurricane or Showcat?
Showcat.
Yes. Oh, okay. Wow.
They were like, how long were you married? Oh, you suffered enough, dear.
Aww.
I don't know about that. Your charisma, I mean, even dead, your charisma should be.
That's true.
Will there be a glow emanating from the coffin?
I'm pretty sure you won't be, what's the word I'm looking for? You won't be rotting because the charisma will
make me
too strong for the critters to come in.
So I'll be more or less incorruptible.
Incorruptible. There you are. Saint Goon of the pierogi.
Oh, that's rich.
in a way.
Wow. And we're hitting all kinds of new levels here, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Yeah, I'm waiting for,
like, pierogies. You know, they're a rich food.
They are.
All that butter and oil and dough.
In grease.
Right.
Grease. I think Grandma used butter, not lard, but I'm not sure.
Philistine.
She might have used lard. I didn't ask.
Wait, how? You're gonna call her an outcast? He's Hebrew Israelite over that, man. That's a...
This from an Italian.
That's right,
Italian. At that,
that's right.
That's right,
Italian. I got you, Italian.
Our ravioli pierogies are bigger than yours.
What is the difference between a ravioli and a pierogi? Shape, right?
I think so. I don't know what the dough is made out of, but it looks like a semolina style of a pasta to me.
Yeah.
I know that the Sicilian knows how to make them, so she would know.
Which ones, pierogies or ravioli, or both?
She probably knows how to make both. I mean, I know she knows how to make pierogi. She's a good woman. And she's from a nice Italian family. And so I'm sure she knows how to make raviolis, too.
So, Grutch has told me, I have it on good authority, that Sicilians are not Italian. These are the words of Crutch, not me.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about either. I have no idea what he's talking about. He's just trying to get me in trouble again.
We like them girls that don't stab.
Don't stab.
Well,
I'm enjoying the constant ability to intake and exhale air.
Yes.
And hear the beating of my heart, not through my ears, you know.
Ingest oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide.
I'm good with that. I'd like to keep living. Thank you.
I can understand that. You know, I'm good with having a job with plenty of coffee. And I'm in a room with the other two guys who I work with, which has really been fun.
You should bring dice.
Like
all of a sudden it's a secure casino.
Just roll craps. It just Papa needs a new skiff.
And come on, 7.
That would be outstanding. The customer walks in and goes, "What in the 7 levels of Hades is going on here?"
We won you $300,000. You don't want it?
Okay, carry on.
Yeah. He just shut the door and go, continue.
So I got to ask, what is the difference between the way that you roll dice and my hood friends? Now, to answer,
I've only ever played craps with dice. So on your first roll, that gives you a mark, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And for step one, what do you roll it on?
Well, okay, so craps usually has a crap table,
which is just a felt covered.
People roll it on the ground.
On the ground.
Yeah. Okay. There's different.
There's a rule. It has to hit the wall first.
Okay. So.
Yeah. So you need like a wall or a.
You need a table with borders.
Yeah, you need something that the dice can hit.
Right.
Okay. So in the hood,
mm-hmm.
Cardboard is brought.
There you go. That works.
So, you know, you just take out one side of a box and then you roll inside there and it provides all the necessary things. It's mobile. It can be snatched up when
FOPO show up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honest officer, I'm not answering any more questions.
You turn into Jack Reacher? Do you understand your rights? Yes. Can you tell me? Yes, I understand my rights.
Yeah. Where are you coming from? I'm taking the 5th. Where are you going to? I'm taking the 5th. Not trying to be a wise guy, officer, but I don't have to answer your questions. I'll take the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. You know when they say, If they like smell alcohol and they go, so you would mind if I searched your car, right? That's a trick question. Because if you say no, they go, so you wouldn't mind. If you say yes, they go, okay, so I can search. What you have to say is, I do not consent to a search, officer.
Right.
However, I think, I don't know if I said this on a previous show or not. I did see a meme that I liked. The officer comes up and says, can I have your name, please, ma'am? And she says, free to go. He goes, you're free to go. She says, thank you, officer, and drives away.
Well,
oh, if only that worked.
That would
have 3 bullet shells through the rear windows driving away. Yeah.
That would have concluded with a wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
That is a real shame. The only thing that I've seen recently is body cam footage of officers doing weird things, and
weird funny or weird illegal?
Weird illegal.
Oh.
And then there's and them getting a $300 fine for it, where just about anyone else, you know, that would be grounds for, we'll just say, lots worse punishment. Mm-hmm. But man, oh man, I don't understand how our system has made it as long as it did. But it was also Michigan, so I understand that as well. It is, all of this stuff is ridiculous.
The one that disturbs me is, I'm, you know, the person's got a camera pointed at their front door, and the first thing the police officer does is he moves the camera. And I'm like, I'm sorry, if somebody dressed as a police officer came up to my front door and moved the camera, I would call the state police and say,
yep,
there are people impersonating police officers at my front door. I know this because they just did a blatant illegal act, and real police couldn't possibly do that. So these people must be imposters. Let them play with that one.
You can usually see the name tag.
And dude, I can make a name tag. Come on.
No, but okay. So you didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Which is a very trite thing to do.
Which is right. I'm playing to my strength.
Right on track there, Chief.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, man.
So if a, this hasn't happened because the guys, the officers over here seem to be more scared of me than I could be of them. And, if I were to get unfairly questioned over something, mm-hmm. and I could see the name and I saw that the body cam was off, there is that the unanswerable question. So, you know, Officer Bob, last I heard you were beating your wife. When did you stop?
Ah, nice.
Yeah, because that should be a
he answers with a taser. Yeah.
Hey, see, that's.
I'm sorry, I shot a little low. Did that hit you with a scrotum? Okay, you know.
There. I don't think the guys here have tape,
but that hurts.
So that's a smarts.
Because
I don't have to sing a soprano in the choir next Sunday.
Tasers are yellow. There are no.
I'm sure. Well, thank you.
There's nothing yellow on the belts, at least out here. Hmm.
Is there the ones that are non-lethal pepper spray like bullets? I think are orange. The name of the company.
It's not that they're orange. The what is it? The barrel, the end of the barrel is also orange, so you know that it's less than lethal.
Yeah.
You know what you're viewing. Yeah. We don't have that. We have guns and then bigger guns.
Right.
Depending the level of the threat.
That's right.
It's the size of the gun.
I have my 38 and I have a Desert Eagle, you know.
He's a rookie. We only give him a 44 Magnum.
Exactly.
Even that might not be enough. That's when they go inside and they start pulling out rifles or shotguns or, you know.
You got a whole lap bad boy with two hands.
Yeah, something that requires. Well, see, to my knowledge, no one out here in East Texas has that.
I'm hoping to be the first.
It's in the gun shop. I don't have enough expendable cash to justify.
How much is it?
Was it a Desert Eagle?
No. A12.
I don't know.
It was around $3,500.
That's not horrible. Certainly is good for home defense if you're expecting a horde.
That will do it.
That'll do more than it, okay?
I see just, one here.
Can you imagine just loading the entire magazine with rock salt? Just, you know. Then first is sitting there and he'll look like Lot's wife when you're done.
Here's one. It's not an AA-12. Yeah, AA-12.
Mm.
687.
No. Really?
How used is it? Is it even in working condition?
Well, that's the question, right?
There you go.
Oh, you're looking at the, is it the
guncritic.com?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sale, only 685. 686. Okay. That's ridiculous. That seems low.
Seems low to me too.
Yes, you could buy it and then you go to jail, but you know, at least in this state. Oh, right?
No. So if you go and then you go, that takes you to the auction.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
is that the opening bid?
Yeah. So then it goes to out of stock when you go to the next page. So let me try Midway because I know that they're not.
Here we are shopping for shotguns.
Yeah, you can get all the components. You cannot get the weapon itself.
It's like bobbing for razor blades.
I've never done such a thing.
Should you?
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna go back to the river spot. Because click on.
I've been told by some people that our show tends to be a little scattered.
Yeah, so
makes it perfect for us to talk about shotguns.
That's yeah. Was that a criticism? Because I kind of like it that way.
I guess we put a little more on topic. Maybe if we had guests, you know.
Wow.
We'll see what we can do about that.
Yeah, we should work on that.
You want to talk about the article I saw and put, I didn't put it in the show notes. I'm sorry, but I did speak with you about it today.
You did. Indeed. You did.
Okay. So that meant that you spoke to one person.
Right. Well, I tried to open.
Well, I couldn't speak to you during the day, Chief, because I don't have internet right now.
Right.
Nor outside phone lines, but let's not go there.
Basically, they lock him in with lots of coffee and snacks, and he seems to be happy for 8 hours. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, they're like, look, here's some cookies, a place to put your lunch, and all the coffee you can handle.
Do they allow you out for potty breaks?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Well, not out of the building, but I can go out of the secure area.
Oh, okay. Because there's nothing secure about the bathroom.
So, okay, mentioning that, work on this roof of mine, because I'm trying to work in my topics with other topics.
Oh, yeah, I started that about, what was it, about 26 minutes ago. Okay.
Right.
So, the person comes, he looks at me, he knocks on the door. Now, the roofer, the main roofer, has said, I will be here at 8 o'clock. I said, that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, I get a knock on the door.
Well, he's not lying. He will be there at 8. He's just going to have been there for an hour. That's all.
No, yeah. The other guy comes in. This is a definitely Mexican, not Hispanic Mexican. Mm-hmm. And, ¿qué es de casa? Like, what? And then he's basically asking me, is this my address? And I go, yeah. And he says, so the roofing job is here. And I go, yeah. He goes, all right, because I couldn't see the thing. And I tell him, did you look over there? And he goes, oh, no, I looked on the other side. But this is all in Spanish. So
look at you.
And so I start texting the other guy, the main guy. And I said, you've got a guy that's here an hour early. And he goes, that must be Jose. Yeah, I'll message him. So they show up. The crew shows up, I should say. Mm-hmm. The woman, also Mexican, speaks so fast that I have to keep asking her to repeat it. And because she's using slang, she's not saying, you know,
colloquialisms.
She's like, I need to take a dump. And I'm like, dump where? Like, what are you dumping? And she said, no, you know what I mean. And then I was like, oh, okay, you want the bathroom? And she goes, yeah. And so,
¿dónde está el baño?
Yeah, so none of that. And it's not Puerto Rico, it's not, nothing. It was wild. So she asked that. The guy,
I'm looking at your house right now. There's a lot of roof there, buddy.
Yes. So the guys just disappear into the forest. So
Well, now
they did not ask to use the bathroom. They returned to nature. It's cold enough so that ticks and snakes should not have been an issue. Right. But daggone, why couldn't they ask? They saw me speaking to everyone else in Spanish. There shouldn't have been a problem.
Did she say necesito quegar?
Yeah.
Okay. and I need to take a dump.
And I was like, I don't, like, it didn't compute because I'm not thinking the same thing. Like, I'm thinking put away. And I'm like, what, like, you have nothing in your hands. Then they were just throwing the roofing material off and they hit my power lines.
Oh, uh-oh. You got power lines. I mean, they hit my cable box. Yeah.
So I don't have a cable box, but, and I didn't know that it was my
power lines, apparently.
Yeah. Wow.
My wife was screaming that, hey, this is bad. And so I looked at it and I started speaking to her, but I don't know the word, you know, I was just saying, this will take out the electricity. Like, I'm using the words that I do know. Mm-hmm. And then she looked at it. She's like, oh, no bueno. And I was like, right. And I was like, don't throw over here. And so then you just hear her yelling at the other people on the roof to start going the other way. I mean, goodness gracious. But it's amazing. We were talking about restrooms. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, so some folks are just like, yeah, I'm gonna go wherever it's convenient.
And, yep.
you know, let I'm gonna return things back to nature. And they
okay,
did.
Okay, then. How much work did they get done today?
I think they got a good half of it done.
Wow.
Wow, dude, that's pretty impressive. I mean, how,
if it's good work, that's the important part.
Well, it's they were here from 8 to 5. He's going to show all the pictures. They were showing. I got to watch because since this roofing, since the composite stuff is so expensive, I asked them all the clean pieces let me keep so that I could put it on my well shed. And they got around 30 plus. And so I was watching how do pros install roofs because I don't know how.
Right.
And I was looking to do it on the well shed. And so I watched how they did it. And then I went outside and went, huh, I wonder if these guys are doing it that way. And yeah, you basically create like not a pyramid, but like a stepping stone. So it goes from the long piece and then it just slowly goes up the pointer, and then you just do the next one. And that's what they were doing. I was like, man, that it seems like such a waste that they're just cutting so much off. Mm-hmm. But then you're supposed to reuse it at the end. Either way, it looks like, okay, no one ever installed a new drip line over here. No one installed leader strips.
Oh, wow.
So this is probably why there was so much water problems that we had.
Are you having them install ridge vents while they're at it, since they're going to do all the plywood anyway?
They actually had to go out and get more. They used OSB, and they just kept saying, "We need more. There's so much messed up here."
Wow!
And then when they were walking around, the popcorn ceiling started coming down. So it was like every Godzilla movie I've ever seen.
Or like my office when they're working on the roof on my building, and I'm pretty sure they're tossing lead bricks around.
When are they working on the roof over there?
Well, they're continuing to work on a roof.
Yes. The plan now is, I think, to finish sometime around Labor Day 2035.
So Chief, is this large blue building? I'm looking at your house from above on Google Maps.
Yes.
The large blue building is your well shed?
No, the large blue building is my carport.
Okay. So where is your well shed?
It is where right outside where the kitchen was.
Gotcha. Okay, that's in shadow and where I'm looking. I think I can kind of see it. So the kitchen was. So the kitchen's not there anymore?
No. So wait, I'm going to look as well to see what is the most updated Google Map thing. And so what you will see is in where the right outside where the left of the shadow would be, you see discoloration. That discoloration is now where the well shed is.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So
now remember that you were having stuff put in.
Yeah. I did not finish the well shed until August. It looks like this was taken. These pictures were sounded like taken like in March, because you also don't see the solar panels on the carport, which happened in July. So
right. And right next to the road where you're kind of your, what I think of as your back driveway is, mm-hmm. there's a lot of water, which wasn't there when we were there.
Correct.
So it must be spring.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how you can tell. And also the big rectangle pit that's out there, it's not filled with concrete, because that is the foundation for our gym.
Wow.
So
nice. Going to pump you up.
Well, it's going to clean off all the stuff on the deck. Mm-hmm. So there's all these things cost money.
Mm-hmm.
It's money that I cannot spare, you know, sparingly or anything. But you can see that there where the garden is, and that's all the stuff that is southwest of the carport.
Mm-hmm.
That whole area is where all these wonderful cucumbers and tomatoes and potatoes grow, because that is apparently all Eastern Europeans need.
No
cabbage?
There's no cabbage. There's cucumbers, tomatoes, and potatoes.
I can understand that.
But yeah, this is the while. This is all the stuff that is going on over here. Now you have a much better view of the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I wish our folks could see it, actually. So no ridge vents then? I don't know how you would do it on your house. You have so many different angles.
What about murder holes?
They're actually
like places to shoot out from. I'm just saying.
I have that. And I actually have a picture of that as well. So here.
You all thought I was joking.
And you thought I wouldn't be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
So look at that. Yep. It is right there. You can see it is at the very top. There's no entry inside the house to get to there. You have to go up on the roof and in the back. That's the deal. Only access point.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice.
Well done.
Yeah, that's why it kind of looks like it doesn't even belong to the original house.
But I can see everything from here, especially if I have my scope.
Even Russia.
I don't know. The curvature of the earth, probably not.
You know what you can see? You can see all the water damage where things do not drain properly.
Hmm.
That's where all the tile discoloration is. But yeah, so now you've got a different view of what's going on in the side of Texas. I'm sure that's
all it.
That has made your day, hasn't it?
It has, because my plan was to talk about, is a college education still worth it?
If we check the answer, the magic eight ball, it says no.
Well, I don't even think I actually don't think you need the magic eight ball for it, because the cost of a college education has so outpaced salaries and value that, you know, now it's you're just lining the pockets of the professors so they can do whatever professors do.
Ruin things, apparently.
Well, I mean, if you are not getting a specialty thing, then what are you really doing? What are you really learning?
Right.
There are things that you guys know that it's a specialty that you would not be, like, there's no trade specifically. Well, I should say back then, nowadays there is.
Right.
There's training for pretty much everything, but.
Right. I mean, I was in one of the first colleges that had a computer engineering degree.
Right. So that made sense. But nowadays, I don't think it makes sense, especially with all the AI stuff. I don't know what matters anyway, you know?
If you were going to be a programmer today, I would say you should think about whether that's what you want to do.
Yeah, there's
the chance of you having.
Right.
Go ahead, Crutch.
No, I apologize. Go ahead.
The chance of you finishing your career as a programmer are small. AI is going to take more and more and more of that job, just like script writers.
Mm-hmm.
AI may not be writing the books, but turning it into a movie script, that can be, that'll be done by AI, I'm betting.
You probably got a good chance of winning that bet, too.
Well, there's so many things. It's not just that are going to be replacing, you know, people. And what will those people do?
Well, we always have this question when there's great upheaval in what runs our economy.
Right. Buggy whips. They always.
That was just what I was thinking of. Yeah. That's the classic example that we got, well, in college, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're on.
Here's what, and I know this is maybe an odd example, but now that AI has replaced OnlyFans models, what will they do?
That's true. That is actually kind of funny and pathetic. Is folks who basically, you know, set their entire worth on their looks are being outlooked by people who don't exist.
So you create your dream girl in AI?
Sure. And they give her a voice and a personality, and you're off and running.
That's a yep. little disturbing, don't you think?
It's a lot disturbing.
Exactly. It's right out of a particular scroll that the council put at the end of a collection of scrolls. Where it said the ideas, what is it, the once, no, you know what? I can't mess this up. So I'm looking up the exact quote. But you know, man, blah, 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 blah. Okay. It's not them seeking death and won't find it, because that's not what a lot of people want. But the debauchery of the days of Noah. How bad is that?
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
you know, Sodom and Gomorrah and all.
Well, no, it's not that, because Sodom and Gomorrah was, you know, they had to seek it out. Now they can generate it, basically. That they will want for nothing. And what does that mean? That means you get the level of sass. I don't know if you've seen the new robots that are available that are replacing home care workers.
Oh, no. Ollie. Let me guess, Japan?
No, actually not. There are two versions. One's in America, one's in China. So you haven't You haven't seen the Neo? It looks all unassuming.
No.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, then I will help you out.
Oh, gosh. It looked like the movie. With the inflatable, with the inflatable health bot. Remember him?
No. It's not that. Okay. If you the first video, you can actually see it cleaning the house.
Holy crap. While they play cards.
It's not like Tesla.
They turned their back on it. That was the first mistake.
Now, this, all the places that where people are not having kids, that is where this these things come into play. Because there's no one to help them now that they are old. Then you got the lazy hipsters, and they just want someone to do all the things that they don't want to do, like wash dishes, clean clothes.
Right. And then the next thing you know, these guys have unionized.
So, well, that's scary right there.
Right.
The Chinese version, this guy is, I think, 5'8". And the Chinese one is 5'4".
Others are going to tell me 7'3", 314 pounds.
Why would it be that?
Because it dominates. It's China, you know.
No, they need it for their people, and their people are small.
Yeah.
For the time being, until the genetically modified people show up.
Right. Next thing you know, there's the Shogun robots coming out of Japan. And then the robots get bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually we have Gaijin.
You mean Jaegers?
Jaegers, right. To fight the Gaijin, right?
Well, Gaijin just means alien.
Yeah.
But
the big monster things that they fought in all the movies.
Okay, that was
the Pacific Rim.
Yes, that wasn't Gaijin.
What was that?
Gaijin just means that was a Kaiju.
Kaiju. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was getting ready to take a trip to Japan, that wife says, you will not be doing it under any circumstance. The person that was showing me around online, mm-hmm, said, we're not racist, we're xenophobic.
Yeah.
Everyone who's not Japanese is Gaijin. It's just that more white folks keep coming here, so they hear it the most. So that's why they think it's referring to them.
Right.
It's just referring to anyone who's not Japanese. That's why when they say, we don't serve Gaijin, they don't serve anyone who's not Japanese.
Right.
Yeah, like, so you know, we have that problem. We own up to it. I was like, do you though? Because, you know, this is an issue, and you're aware of the issue, mm-hmm, and you're still doing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, and? Like, and you don't see anything wrong with this?
No, not at all.
Nothing wrong.
Well,
so you better move along now, son.
They have a new prime minister.
Yes.
I know, a young lady.
She's a very energetic.
Yeah.
She was the one that was dancing with the president, yes?
Yes, she was.
Things may change.
We can only hope. All right. Well, this has been enlightening and frightening. And I wish my name was free to go. Because then I would be free to go.
You're free to go.
Well, thank you. And before I go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Swimming with the Fishes College of Knowledge. Pay half the price of traditional schools and get twice the smarts. With Chief, Crutches, and Goons life experience, think of where you will be in outsmarting the other lesser college grads in no time. Degree programs include comedy, whining about, well, everything. plumbing with meth people, distilling fine whiskey, buying old cars, these and many, many more. Now accepting applications for spring 2026. And learn how to be an essential employee with Crutch. He must know how, since he got to go back way before the goon. Or maybe it's being a legitimate Italian businessman. Discover the fine arts of persuasion, both physical and mental. Loan origination, etc. You'll be back to work in no time. It would be a shame if something happened to that nice agency, wouldn't it? Of course it would. And coffee with the goon. You know what makes the day go faster? 30 cups of coffee, that's what. Learn how to brew in a Keurig, a traditional percolator, and an authentic Mr. Coffee older than the goon himself. Slurp it right out of your cup. No need to pick it up from the table. A trick learned from Goon's dad. Don't delay. You want the shutdown to be done quicker, right?
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.